Hi there. The word for today is on the difference between Samson and Samuel. Hebrews 11 verse 32 says, "Time would fail me to tell of Samson and Samuel." Samson and Samuel are mentioned in the same scripture, but there's a very big difference. Matter of fact, a lot of differences between them. You ask, why should I be interested? I'll tell you why, because as a Christian, you are like them. Each had a miraculous birth, so they're a picture of those who've been born again and called to serve God. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 11, these things happened to them as examples and were written down for our admonition. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. So here's the first difference between Samson and Samuel in a word, finances. Samson was greedy, self-serving, and manipulative, whereas Samuel practiced financial integrity. One day, Samson bet 30 Philistine princes that they couldn't solve his riddle. And he said to them in Judges 14, verse 13, if you cannot explain it to me, then you shall give me 30 linen garments and 30 changes of clothing. 30 suits, 30 shirts, quite a wardrobe, eh? Samson's emphasis is found in these words, you shall give me. He's an example of Christians in business who discredit the cause of Christ by unethical practices, and those in ministry who twist the scriptures and resort to emotional manipulation to raise money. The world is watching us. So let's heed the scripture. Romans 12:17. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Samuel was totally different. After 40 years of exemplary leadership, people at his retirement paid him this tribute. 1 Samuel 12 verse 4, you have not cheated or oppressed us. Now when others can say that about you, you did it right. Jesus said in Matthew 6:21, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The condition of your heart is revealed in how you handle your finances. And that's the word for you today.